Chapter 17. It was the evening of their second day upon the mountain, and still the hunters had not sighted any sign of their quarry. Valak Bobeast sat shivering over a small fire made from odd twigs and dead heather. He stared out at the tracks of his own party, crisscrossing the snow fields that ran up toward the peak. His stomach made a squirreling noise. It needed food, but there was none whatsoever to be had. Aoife was the first to show over the high ridge. He trudged down to the glimmering fire, long bluish shadows of eventide creeping down after him. White steamy breath issued from his mouth as he sat down beside Valak.
"'Tis difficult to catch your breath up here. I see you pecked in searching. How long have you been squatting here warming your paws?"
Valak stared into the paltry wisps of flame.
"Long enough to do some thinking."
The weasel glanced sideways at the big ferret.
"Thinking, eh? Tell me about it."
The Bobeast nodded up at the peak.
"Ain't no victuals up here. We never brought robes or cloaks. We could freeze or starve to death, and no beast of the Juska clan would ever know what became of us."
Aoife thrust his paws closer to the fire.
"Aye, there's some truth in that. We've been on this stinking mountain almost 2 days now, and not a track. Nary a single paw mark that the otter's even been near the place. Valak, do you think that he could have put one over on us? I mean, laid a false trail along that riverbank, just to make it look as if he was coming here."
Valak said what his companion was thinking.
"And give us the slip so's he could go elsewhere?"
Aoife shrugged.
"But where's he gone?"
Valak lowered his voice as if eavesdroppers were about.
"That's what I've been thinking about. You remember old Grizzle muttering about omens and prophecies? She was the one who saw the Tagarung at the River Ford, where it ran across the long path. Sony told me something about a big place with bells. 'Twas a long time back, but I can recall it. Sony didn't want to go near that place, said it was dangerous and filled with warriors."
Aoife nodded impatiently.
"Aye, I remember all right. Red Wall, he called it. Grizzle spoke about the red place like 'twas magic. What do you think, Valak?"
The Bobeast curled his lips scornfully.
"There ain't no such thing as magic. I never seen no beast that one of my adders couldn't stop. I think that otter I slew, the little one's father, I think that he came from the Red Wall place. I tell you what else I'm thinking. I'll wager that sometime in his seasons with the Juskarath, the Tagarung heard of Red Wall too. If that otter's laid a false trail for us to follow, then he's bound for Red Wall, the place where he was born."
Aoife had been listening so intently that his paw strayed into the flame. He drew it back sharply and rubbed snow on us.
"Right, Valak, you're right. So what's the plan?"
Valak picked up his bow and shouldered it.
"We go after him. I don't mean those other fools in Grooven. Leave them here on the mountain. Like I said, they'll freeze or starve to death up here, and no beast will ever know, except us."